Welcome to a mindful moment from Resonant Space. Breathing. We all do it.
We do. It's very important. So what's on our mind about breathing? How important it is, I think, and how much we take it for granted.
I notice I take very short breaths.
So, for me,
focusing on my breathing is something I've been doing for a long time. I still forget. So you tell me why it's important.
Well, I think when I first realized how important it was when I had my first panic attack. It was in my 20s, and up until then, had never considered breathing at all, I don't think, apart from maybe when I was swimming or, you know, singing. I used to do singing, a bit of sort of breathing exercises there, but it was natural. It was expected. It was, you know, just kind of everything happens without you thinking about it. And then when I had my first panic attack, it was because I was shallow breathing and I had one side of my body completely shut down. So I had pins and needles and sort of lost all the sensation in one whole half of my body because I wasn't getting enough oxygen because I was shallow breathing. So your body naturally starts to shut off the parts of your body that don't need it urgently to send the oxygen to the parts that do. So, you know, sending oxygen to my organs meant that I didn't need feeling in my fingers or down one side of my body. And I honestly thought I was having a heart attack.
I bet.
I was, I think, you know, I spoke to my mum at the time and I was like, I'm having a heart attack, I don't understand. And she took me to hospital. And obviously because I'm panicking, that's getting even worse. Yeah. And then I got to the point where I had tunnel vision because it was taking oxygen away from my eyeballs.
That's always fun.
Yeah, and it was awful. And I honestly did not know what was happening until I saw a doctor, you know, calm down a little bit. Yeah, and then I just thought, oh my gosh, like that is extreme reactions to not breathing properly. So obviously any time after that I felt any type of panic or anything, it was very much focused on my breathing, breathe deeply. Yeah, so yeah, it became very important and I had to be mindful of how I was breathing.
No, I understand that. I actually, my biggest fear, and that I guess it was almost a phobia, is that I have these dreams about not being able to breathe.
Oh, horrible.
So that's, I can breathe a little bit, but not enough.
Oh, horrible.
So just having those dreams a lot. It
means there's something on your mind about your breath.
Yeah, maybe it's my body's way of saying, you're not getting enough air.
Possibly. A midnight message.
You do breath work in some of your classes. What do you do?
Yeah, it's the focus of everything I do now, I think. Every session will start with connecting to the breath. Because it's one way of calming the mind down. That's one reason I do it. But also, yeah, it's connecting with your body, which we tend to... We can be really disconnected from our bodies, even though we are in our bodies and we are, you know, there's no getting away from them. But we can be quite disconnected with what sensations mean, how we're feeling. So just connecting to that very rhythmical, cyclical motion in the body is really important, I think. And just, you know, even connecting to your heartbeat sometimes, I think, you know, just sort of feeling your heartbeat, feeling the breath is just really, it grounds us, I think. Grounds us right down into the moment and into out of the busy brain, as we like to talk about a lot. It's what I like to talk about a lot. And yeah, there's nothing, you can't do anything without breath. So yoga for a flow, for example, it's one breath to one movement. So I will, whenever we move, I talk about it's the inhale or the exhale because it underpins everything. And the focus is then on the movement and the breath. So it's even more taking you away from the busy mind and whatever's happening in the room and whatever's happening out, you know, outside, because you're really focusing on then two things at the same time. So it's really good. In terms of breath work, just on its own, there's just lots of different breathing techniques that can do different things in the body. There are so many benefits to breathing. It's incredible in terms of your nervous system and physically. So yeah, each one has a different
result,
function, I guess. Yeah. So, and I really like that, and it can, you can relate a breath work to a chakra as well. So sort of unblocking a chakra, breath work to a feeling. So maybe if it's for anxiety or something like that, you know, you can use a breath technique to calm your nervous system. So there's so many different ways that you can use it. I think it's just quite magical, really.
Mm.
How about you? Do you use breath in any of your practices?
Oh, definitely. Mm. It is a centering focus for any meditation. And it's also a nice way to intro in and then come back out of any kind of meditative state. It's a bridge. And it makes you aware and keeps you aware as well. Well, do you have an easy one that you could explain right now?
One of the ones that I really like to do is Nadi Shodhana. So this is from a sort of yoga philosophy, and it's alternate nostril breathing.
Mm.
And it balances the left and the right side of the brain. So if you're feeling too much in your right side, your yang, your masculine, your busyness, it can help to balance. Or if you're too much in your left side, your feminine, your yin, your emotions, because we can find ourselves in different balance, you know, all the time, all the way throughout the day. In fact, if you put your fingers underneath your nose and just notice which nostril is the more dominant.
We have dominant nostrils.
Yeah, it switches throughout the day, whether we're in our left side of our brain or our right side of our brain. So if we're doing something lovely and creative, we're probably in our left side, so that nostril will be more dominant. If we're busy in a meeting, whatever, we're on the right side. So you can actually feel that if you sort of have a little sort of breathe on your fingers. Huh. Or yeah. So the Nadi Shodhana technique balances that a little bit more. So yeah, I find it really lovely, and it is very calming. You'll cover your right nostril with your thumb. Your two middle fingers, your peace fingers, will just rest gently at the center of the eyebrow, so at the third eye chakra. And your ring finger will cover your left nostril as you move. So you start, for example, let's say, start by covering the right nostril, inhaling for a count of four, let's say. And then you exhale through that same nostril. I've lost myself already, one second. So you're covering the left, covering the right. So you're inhaling through the left nostril. For a count of four, let's say, you cover the left, open the right, exhale through the alternate nostril for a count of four, inhale through that right nostril for a count of four, and keep switching, essentially. So out and in through the same nostril, cover the nostril, and then out through the other. So the count should be the same on each side, the same on the inhale and the exhale to keep that balance. You can introduce a breath hold at the center. So if you want to hold the breath for a count of two, for example, in the middle, breath holds are great to just kind of create resilience in the lungs, you know, sort of for lung health.
How long do you hold it for?
So either for a count of two, or you can do it more as a box breath, and for a count of four, four and four.
Mm.
There's lots of different ways that you could do it. It doesn't have to be a count of four, because some people have longer breaths, bigger lung capacity. It could be a count of six, but it's really about keeping it even so that you can, yeah, so you're really kind of not controlling the breath, but just keeping that nice steady breath in and out of the nostrils. And it's very soothing and very lovely if you can do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or however long you need, really. I think just kind of, as you said, centering and just using that little breath control is just really lovely.
Do you have any breathing exercises you can do without looking silly if you're out public?
You mean because you're doing the alternate? Box breathing is just so simple. So inhale for a count of four, let's say. Hold the breath for a count of four. Exhale for a count of four. Hold the breath on the exhale for a count of four. So just breathing around your box. And that's very soothing and calming. And yeah, that's a really good one.
What's a minimum amount of count you can do?
I'd say 4 is probably minimum.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're taking in short, sharp. 1, 2. But that's, so yeah, I'll always use 4 to start with as a count because it seems to work for a lot of people. And then I'll say if that's feeling too short, lengthen, or if it's too long, shorten, you could do 3, 3, and 3. Mm. But I've never really found anyone who does probably less than, but it also depends on the length, you know, how quickly you're counting. It can be anything. As long as it's even, you're usually okay. Yeah, that's always a good one.
Well, you talked about panic attack, and that's how you first became aware of your breathing.
Mm.
So we know that if we're anxious and stressed, then our heart races and our breathing gets faster and more shallow. The opposite's also true. If your heart is racing and your breathing is shallow for a different reason, your brain says, I'm anxious and stressed, and then it runs with it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, because the signals are running up and down, aren't they, all through our central nervous system, from the lungs to the brain, from the brain to the lungs. So yeah, it's a sort of a vicious cycle, unless we kind of break the cycle, which is why breath holds are actually really good, because it's creating pauses that the body, it's almost like not a shock to the body, because that doesn't sound very nice.
A pattern interrupt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to kind of go, you know, stop that. Stop doing that.
Stop that.
But the most important thing is to breathe into the belly. So whatever breath work you're doing, if you're doing it into your chest, into a shallow breath, you're not going to get any benefits. And actually you might make the panic a little bit more. So you've got to always start by deepening the breath. So any breath technique starts by deepening the breath. Any meditation, any, you know, any movement, everything is to connect to that deeper breath into the belly and start to connect to the diaphragm. So I suppose I learned very early on that our diaphragms can get quite lazy because we rush around and we breathe into our chest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, so we're never really down here, and our diaphragm, which is the layer of muscle underneath the lungs, doesn't really move that much. Whereas it needs to, really, like, because that, again, that's a signal to the nervous system that we're breathing deeply and that we're safe. So by deepening the breath into the belly, and you obviously can't physically breathe into your belly, you breathe into your lungs. So it's all physiological and psychological all at the same time. But if you breathe deeply, expand the belly, you start to move the diaphragm. So that signal immediately starts to go to your nervous system that you're calm and that you're safe. And then you kind of repeat that pattern a few times and everything calms down, the stress levels calm down, or the toxins that might be being released if you're stressed and you're in anxiety start to reduce. And then you can start working on a breath pattern that kind of really kind of relaxes and releases sort of more toxins and, you know.
So breathing and breath work is important because it's a way to convince our consciousness that we're safe and feeling fine.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, one of them. That's one of the reasons.
One of them.
One of the many. But yeah, it's a very important one. And what's on your mind? Feel free to contact us on info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk.